I knew through my mother's mother, she lived with us, and my father's mother and father, I knew them.
What about your grandfather on your father's side? Do you happen to know where he was born?
I think he was in and around New Iberia Parish. I'm assuming just the farming until he came down here and he worked the shrimp boats.
And his wife, do you know where she was from?
It would have had to have been New Iberia Parish because that's where the general the family is generally located now.
And what she did for a living?
They were housewives. And
do you happen to know anything about their school and they ever talk about it?
None that I know of.
No school ever?
I think Grandpa could write his name and that was all.
Okay. And wife same way?
Yeah.
Think she could probably read and write?
No, she couldn't.
Mm-mm.
Okay. No, because they couldn't hardly speak English.
I see.
My mother still can't. It's very broken English.
Sarah? Mm-hmm.
My father's not because he worked the boats and everything, but my mother speaks very broken English.
What about your other grandparents? Do you know where your grandfather on your mother's side was born?
St. Martinsville.
And what did he do?
What he did, I've heard people, they would talk, Grandma Millette, he was sort of like they did farming, sugarcane farming, and more or less what, I do know there was some type of thing, you know, that they weren't doctors, but they would treat people for different things, but they weren't really full-fledged doctors, like, I've heard Mama talk, and Grandma when she was living, that he would more or less, people would come to probably need something like a emergency medical type thing now that he could treat, like they would say a lot of in those days people would have dysentery or something, and undoubtedly I know Mama still practices a lot of this, you know, like the sassafras tea and all this. Yeah.
Somebody was talking, mentioned have you ever heard of an acidity bag?
Mm-hmm. Mama, even I had took some acidity the other day, but I went and got the liquid for him because I couldn't get it. It was more or less to ward off diseases, and it coughs and things. Now, acidity itself, if left in the jar, will soothe the stomach. Mm. It's horrible tasting. It is. It's horrible.
Does it smell bad?
Terrible. I was taking it last week and everybody in the house says, well, how can you drink that stuff? See, I still carry a lot of this stuff over from Mama.
Yeah.
Because it was just, I was just raised with it.
Just, that was, she was just treat any disease in general?
More or less,
And your grandmother on your mother's side, do you know where she was born?
Not really. I really just don't know. But like I say, in the general, when they said parishes, it might cover several towns in Louisiana.
But somewhere in Louisiana.
Somewhere in and around St. Martinsville.
What about what she did for a living?
Probably. I don't think anything because prior to my mother was the oldest living child, and she had six children, and they were born dead. And what they would do, and that couldn't have given her much time, and they married in those days real, real young in those rural areas. It's a case of a brother and a sister married a brother and sister, and they were second cousin type thing.
Mm-hmm.